Hello, I want to welcome you to the call. I'm Kim Reddington, and I work with women entrepreneurs to help them get all the clients they want. You can learn more about me at kimreddington.com. And you're here today as I interview Gail Nowak on Expand Your Web of Influence, how your story can instantly close the gap between you and your audience. I wanted to interview Gail for you because I just love what she does. Learning to tell your stories for your business is really a powerful tool, and I just can't wait to learn from her and hear what she's going to say today. Gail Nowak is the founder of The Story Stylist and a trusted story marketing expert to independent coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs who are on a mission to transform their own life and the lives of others. She helps these freedom-seeking entrepreneurs profit from their personal story by showing them how to craft, tell and sell their own compelling story so they can attract a loyal, hungry audience and make more money. A self-proclaimed marketing geek, Gail is a woman who can help you unleash that wild and wonderful story inside of you, then show you how to use it to build meaningful, profitable relationships with your customers so you can stand out, attract the right clients with ease, and supercharge your marketing from this point on. Story runs true and deep in Gail's veins. She was captivated by story in high school when she ran the school newspaper and literary magazines. Then, as a journalist, uncovering the stories of seemingly ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And later, as a publicist, telling her clients' stories and landing them in the pages of the New York Times, New York Post, and USA Today, as well as on CBS Evening News with Katie Couric, CNN, The Today Show, and many more. So welcome, Gail.
Thanks, Kim. It's so great to be here with you today.
Yeah, I'm really excited about what you're going to share with us. So the title of your topic is Expand Your Web of Influence, how your story can instantly close the gap between you and your audience. Why do entrepreneurs need to be influential in today's marketplace, and how does story help them do that in a strategic way?
Yeah, I mean, this is really an exciting time to be an entrepreneur because today's tools and technologies have made business ownership far more accessible to all of us. We can communicate with anyone in the world at any time. So our ability to connect with people, excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold, so I apologize for that. I'm just going to take a quick sip of water.
Yeah, do what you need to do.
Sorry about that. So, as I was saying, our ability to connect with people is greater now than ever before. But on the flip side of that, we're dealing with a far more expansive and crowded marketplace with lots of noise and lots of distractions. And actually, I was just reading Darren Hardy's blog this week. He's the publisher of Success Magazine, and it was all about being a disruptor and how it is so easy to start a business online these days, but you really need to stand out. So being influential is critical to the success of your business, especially online, where it's actually pretty easy to look like our competitors. And it's your story that's unlike anyone else's story. You know, it's something that you already have, and it's something that you can use to stand out and build that powerful presence and attract attention and opportunities. So it's really kind of this amazing strategic tool that you have that nobody else has.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And it's sort of the uniqueness of your story. Why is telling your own compelling story important? What can it do for you and your business?
Telling your personal story is important for entrepreneurs because it's the one thing, like I said, it's the one thing you already have that no one can replicate. And when we're dealing with audiences that are distracted, it's your story that slices through that noise like a samurai sword. You know, it's that one thing that engages and persuades and moves people immediately. And it gets them to take action like nothing else in your business. So when you commit to finding and telling your story, it can really change everything. And I've seen clients who were really struggling to be seen and to be heard, and they felt like they were doing all the right things, but there was this one piece of the puzzle that was missing. And once they started sharing their story, they began to build a loyal, hungry audience and get more visibility and get more recognition and essentially earn what they're worth fairly quickly as once they found that story and started putting it out there.
Would you mind sharing an example of one of those clients who saw results from sharing more of their story?
Yeah, definitely. I worked with a woman over the summer, and she was trying to start a bookkeeping business. And we worked on her story, and first of all, just connecting back with that story and the motivation of why she was doing what she was doing, she discovered that it was more about helping people create balance in their business between having a profitable business but also being able to spend time with their family. And so her story kind of revolves around her own family experiences, and it shifted her business. She's actually now more of a profit strategist, and she started sharing that story. We worked together for a little bit, and within a month she was sharing that story. She was going out to networking events, and she was having the opportunity to, you know, tell a little bit of her story in conversations, but then also she was having the opportunity to have short, like 5 or 10 minute talks, and she was weaving it into there. And she had people coming up to her and afterwards and saying, you know, I totally relate to your story. And she started getting more leads that way, because now people understood why she was doing what she was doing in her business.
Yeah, that's really good. So what if someone has lots of stories, or maybe they don't even think they have a story at all? Now, how do you find the right story for your business?
Finding the right story really boils down to two things: your audience and your objectives. So, for example, let's say your objective is to earn the trust of your audience. You might want to tell a personal story that resonates with them, so that they can see who you really are, you know, what makes you tick. If you're trying to help your audience learn a new skill, you can tell a story that illustrates the what and how of that skill. And, you know, that's where metaphors can be very powerful, where we're trying to explain an abstract concept and we use a metaphor to make it more easy to understand. And if you want to lead and influence others, you can share a story about a challenge or struggle and how you overcome it to achieve success. You know, it's essentially what we call the hero's journey type of story. And if you think of some of like the big business, well-known business influencers like Richard Branson, for example, you know, he's often going out and sharing his story about how he wasn't a very good student in school, you know, and how could this kid with dyslexia who wasn't doing well in school be so successful. And his story is all about, you know, how he leveraged this learning disability, and now he's gone on to be the fourth richest man in the UK, and he's got all these amazing businesses that he's running. And I think of Stephen King, who was rejected 30 times before he published his first book, Carrie, and he tells a story about how his wife was there to support him and to push him and to keep him moving. So these are the kinds of stories that are really powerful when you're trying to inspire and influence and motivate people into action.
Yeah, one of the things that I notice with hearing stories, like you mentioned Richard Branson and a few other people, is that, you know, it helps you, you know, if you know, like, oh, they weren't always so great. You know, they've learned how to be great. They've developed the skills over time and everything. So it kind of helps to figure out, like, you know, maybe I can do this. Maybe I just need to learn the skills and practice, and eventually I'll get there.
So, yeah, that's so true, because, you know, we look at people like that who are so successful, and we think, you know, there's some sort of superpower that they have, right? You know, and then they share a story like that, and it really brings them a little bit more down to earth in our perspective, and it makes us realize that, okay, if they had this kind of struggle and they succeeded, then I maybe I can do it too. So that's such a good point that you're making, that it really makes kind of these big personalities more realistic.
Yeah, and to follow along with that, a lot of times I'll first learn about somebody and watch what they're doing, and I kind of put them on that pedestal, like, oh, they're like a god or something.
Right.
And then you start to follow them more, and you hear more of their story, and you hear about the trials and errors that they've gone through, and then it's like, oh, okay. So I don't have to be like that person on the pedestal. I can work my way up there, and it just helps you to really see, like, I can do that, and you know, maybe if I do follow that person's steps, I can get there. So, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's a great way to just be human, really. It's you being you.
What makes a good story?
So, a good story is one that resonates with your audience. You know, you're not telling a story for the sake of telling a story. It really has to resonate with and benefit your audience. So, for example, if a wellness coach shares her struggle with an eating disorder and how she overcame it, that story is going to be relevant to people who are also struggling with food or body image issues. But if she shares a rags-to-riches story with that same audience, it's not really going to resonate with them as much, if at all. And it might be something, that kind of story might resonate with a group of other wellness coaches who are trying to build their business. But if she's speaking to an audience of potential leads and clients, it's going to fall flat. And, you know, you really need to think about who you want to tell your story to and why you want to tell it. And basically ask yourself, what benefit will your audience get out of it, and what message and action do you want them to take? And the other part of the answer to this is, a good story has to incorporate some of the basic essentials of storytelling. So when you think about some of the books that you love to read, you know, it all follows a formula, and it's the same thing when you're using stories in your business. You need to have characters. You need to set a scene. You need to make your audience care about what you're talking about. So you need to be clear about what are the stakes involved. And you want to add some drama and develop some tension. And then you want to resolve the issues too, because in this business setting, we're all kind of looking for that happy ending. So it's important to show your audience how you resolve the issue, and that sort of gives them a way of figuring out how they might be able to resolve an issue too.
That's really good. Can I ask a question about, you know, like, these seem like a lot of different elements, and, you know, what if somebody's not great at telling stories? Do you have any suggestions on how to kind of move into filling in some of these elements as they're telling the story?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important, first of all, to realize that we tell stories every day. Yes, you know, I'm a professional. I've been telling stories throughout my career. But we've been telling stories as humans since the beginning of man. You know, this is how we communicate. It's just something that we do that we often take for granted. So when people say to me, you know, I'm not a storyteller, well, that's not really true, because we're always telling stories. This is kind of our communication currency, so to speak, and it's just a matter of recognizing how you communicate, and then developing the skills. You know, just understanding what the skills are and developing those skills, and practicing. Really, I mean, it's not rocket science. It definitely is a process that you can learn.
Yeah,
you know,
so
you can learn it faster when you have help, but it's not something that's inaccessible to people.
So I guess it really sounds like, you know, just really start out being yourself. You know what your story is. Just tell it. And then as you're practicing it and telling it, you can start to add in some of these elements more and more as you're going and becoming more comfortable with the story.
Yes, exactly. It all starts from you. It really does. And there are ways, you know, I think some people just don't know how to get started and where to get started. And one of the things that I like to do with my clients is to just have them spend some time thinking about what are the things that you remember in your life. You know, what are some of the key moments? And I always say, you know, don't try to connect it to anything right now. This is just you sitting down and thinking about moments in your life that has some sort of meaning and emotion tied to it.
Yeah, that's good. So once a person has their moving story, how can they use it to market their business?
That's a great question, because if you're not using it, you know, if you find your story and then you're not using it, it's not really doing you any good. It's not doing your audience any good. So I say use it everywhere in your marketing. You know, use it whenever and wherever you can. So if you're speaking, definitely make sure that's part of your talk. You can use it on your website. You can use story in your emails. You can even use, like, little mini stories in your social media posts. I mentioned my client who's using it at networking events and how that's really helped her connect with people in person. And it doesn't always have to be your own story. You can use other people's stories, too. And, you know, we all know that testimonials are highly effective in promoting our business and helping people, you know, start to trust you and develop that credibility. And really what testimonials are the stories about the results you get for your clients. So that's, you know, that's another example of using stories to promote your business, whether it's on your website or on a sales page or even in sales conversations. So I say use it everywhere.
And would you use the same story in those different places, just kind of different variations depending on where
you're
at?
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, I do work with people to help them kind of come up with what I call their signature story, and that's really the thing that they'll use over and over, especially when they're doing their talks. And it might be something that you put on your about page. But then when it comes to your content, you know, your blogs and your email and your social content, that's really more about taking those principles of what makes a good story, those storytelling principles, and using them to kind of identify things, everyday things in your life that you can use as a metaphor, or you can kind of share like these everyday stories to get your message across. And blogging is a great example of just kind of taking and sharing those everyday stories to really amplify your message.
So how do you cross over from storytelling to selling?
Yeah, that's really the key, right? And that's why I work with people to monetize their story, because the point is to tell these stories to get people to take action. And you really have to be telling a story that's going to help your audience connect the dots, you know, really paint the picture between their problems and how you can solve that problem. And taking people from actively listening to a story to actively listening to a sales pitch, it needs to be subtle. You know, we've become very savvy consumers, and I think women especially really don't like to be sold to kind of in that traditional way. So story is kind of a more natural way for you and your audience to start going into that sales conversation, as long as you're speaking to the right people who need what you provide. And I teach my clients where and how to make that transition in their story to the audience, because there is a particular point where you have to bring it back around to them, and you have to tap into their aspirations and emotions, and it has to happen before you head into a sales offer.
So if sharing your personal story is so effective, why aren't more entrepreneurs doing it?
I think if sharing a personal story was easy, more entrepreneurs would be doing it. And, you know, frankly, it can be a pretty raw and scary process. You go through this questioning phase of how much do I share? How vulnerable do I want to be? Is my story going to hurt somebody's feelings? And I had a client who ran into this, and she was reluctant at first to share her story because it involved some people that she cared about, and she was concerned about how they were going to feel about her basically talking about it. But she worked through that fear, and I just want to take a moment to say, you know, I try to push people a little bit out of their comfort zones, but it's really important to make sure that you're going to be sharing a story that isn't fresh. You know, it has to be something that it might be emotional, but it also needs to be something that you've moved through. And we kind of throw around the phrase, people don't want to hear my sob story a lot, and it's true. People, if you're still kind of living it out, people don't want to hear about that. They do want to hear the dirt, you know, they want to hear about the struggle and how you overcame it. But if you're still working on it, that's that's going to make it uncomfortable for your audience. So it's really important for me when I'm working with my clients to gauge, you know, is this something that's still a little too fresh and a little too raw, or is it something that they can work through? And in this particular client, I kind of backed off because I wasn't sure, and ultimately, you know, I could see that she was ready to move forward with it. And she had to have some tough conversations with members of her family before, you know, she really started going out and sharing the story. But she stepped up, and she had the courage to do that, and now she's seeing the benefits of that. But there are consequences when you decide that you're going to do this. So there is some mindset work that needs to be done. And if you can get through that and you can get to the other side of that, the rewards pay off in spades.
It sounds like some of the key points that you're saying there is, you know, you do need to be step out of your comfort zone a little bit to be seen and be visible with your story. And at the same time, knowing that you're sharing your story because you've come out on the other side. You've lived
right
through that. And now you're in this great place, and you want to be able to help other people go to the other side and be in that great place as well.
Yes, that's it. Exactly.
That's good. So, you know, and it sounds like telling your story takes a bold and outgoing person. You know, I'm an introvert. So what if you're an introvert? You know?
I love this question because I'm an introvert too. and I'm sure that there are probably some introverts listening right now, and you might be thinking, oh, man, this means I have to go on stage in front of tens or hundreds of thousands of people, or maybe even just one person, and you know, start sharing personal things about myself. And, you know, that's not necessarily true. For me, I really like connecting with people one-on-one, and I enjoy intimate groups, and I'm not a huge fan of chit-chat. You know, I'll do it, and I'm getting used to it. But what story has done, you know, for me, has allowed me to communicate with people in my own style. Like, I like going and meeting people and kind of getting to the heart of who they are very quickly. And story and what I do in my business has helped me do that. And I think that introverts have a really special gift of listening. And so, you know, you like to hear stories and you like to learn how to communicate with people on a deeper level. So when you start thinking about, it's not just me standing up on a stage talking to people. It's really about getting to know people deeper and doing it quicker. And for me personally, that doesn't feel so threatening. And plus, there are a lot of opportunities for virtual storytelling. You know, I had talked about earlier, you can use stories in your blog and in your e-zine and on your social media. I'm using stories as you and I are talking right now. I use them in my trainings. So it's really not just about standing on a stage and telling your story to a live crowd, although, you know, it can be that if you choose, but it's really more about thinking about it as a way of communicating that feels more natural.
Hmm. Yeah, and you're subtly putting lots of stories into this call, talking about your different clients and things like that. So I can see how that just seamlessly works into what you're doing. So I'd like to ask you, you know, how stories changed your business. But before I do that, would you mind if I asked you to share your story?
Well, actually, that they're kind of the same, actually.
Okay.
So, I will,
then let me ask how stories changed your business.
So story really has been at the heart of everything I've done in my career. You know, I, as a journalist, I was trying to extract and write about the stories of the extraordinary stories of seemingly ordinary people. And then as a marketer and a journalist, I was basically promoting the stories of my clients. But, you know, it wasn't until a couple years ago that I learned how quickly a story can change things. And when I first started out, I actually started out as a freelance copywriter, and I was struggling to get clients and build my list, and I was really frustrated, you know, because I felt like I have this marketing background. I know how to market, and yet I was really struggling to be seen and to be heard. And I was focusing my content, you know, mostly on tactics and instruction, and I thought I was really giving valuable content, but I just wasn't getting any engagement, you know. It was like I'd send something out, and it would be tumbleweeds, and I'd wonder, is anybody really out there listening and getting these? And, you know, I had been following some internet marketers, and I saw that they were sharing personal things, but coming from a corporate background, I wasn't all that comfortable getting personal like that. And I hadn't made the connection yet that part of the reasons why I was reading those emails as opposed to other ones that I had signed up for was because, in fact, that they were sharing those personal stories. So one day I sat down in my office to write my newsletter, and it was just a few days before I was going to be running in this crazy race that I had signed up for. And it's a race called the Tough Mountain Challenge, and it's one of those muddy obstacle course races that have become so popular these days, you know, like Tough Mudder and Warrior Dash, and this is a local one here. And it was something I'd never done before, so I was excited about it, but I was also really anxious about it because I had no idea what to expect. And I was just consumed by it. It was the only thing I could think of. So I ended up writing about that in my newsletter, and I told the story of how I got roped into it by a friend and how I was feeling about it. And so not only was this the first time that I was doing a race like this, it was also the first time that I was sharing something personal about myself. And, you know, it wasn't super risky or anything like that, but it was something personal. You know, I was being vulnerable about how I was feeling about it. So I let it rip, and what happened next totally stunned me. You know, I came back a couple hours later, and I looked in my inbox, and every person on my list had written back to me for the first time ever.
Wow, that's great.
And I had been, you know, at this point, I had been sending out my newsletter fairly consistently. But this was the first time that anybody had written back to me. So I nearly fell out of my chair. And not only were they responding to me, but they were being so supportive. You know, one person said, "Your story makes me feel like running and climbing and jumping. It's wonderful to get out of the comfort zone." And another woman started asking me a lot of questions. She's somebody who I know from childhood, and we had actually played softball together. So I knew that she was athletic, but you know, life happens, and she got married, and she's got kids, and so she hadn't been doing those athletic activities anymore. So she was really asking me a lot of questions about it. And she eventually started to take up running. And now she and her husband and even her kids are running 5Ks together. So that's when I really started to see the power of story. It really hit me. And, you know, it totally was not my intention. You know, this was just something off the cuff. There was no strategy behind it. I had no intention. You know, it was just me kind of venting about how I was feeling. And yet it actually inspired people to not just write back to me, but here was this woman who started getting active again, and she got her whole family into it. And that really struck
incredible.
Me.
Yeah.
And it also struck me that they had heard me. You know, I was so frustrated about just feeling like I wasn't connected. I wasn't being heard, and I wasn't being seen. And I think, you know, there's a lot of us out there who are struggling with that in our business. And I realized, wow, here's something that gets people's attention. And I realized, oh, duh, I've been doing this. You know, I have the skills to actually teach people how to do this, because this is what I've been doing in my professional life, you know, my entire career. And I just had not put the two together until that point. Mm. And so it, you know, I stopped being a freelance copywriter, because that just wasn't working for me. I had thought that it was all about the writing, and it wasn't. It was about the story. And, you know, now I have more engagement, and I'm able to build those relationships with people I've never met before. And the more I make a difference in someone's life, you know, the more fulfilling that is for me. And I think, you know, as women entrepreneurs, yes, we want that success, and we want that personal and financial freedom, but what we really want is to make a difference and to touch someone. And story is such a powerful and instant way to make a lasting impact on someone. And once I experienced that for myself, and once I realized that I already have those skills that I can transfer to other people, I really wanted to help other entrepreneurs who were having the same struggle of, is anybody out there? You know, is anybody hearing me? I really wanted to help them have that experience for themselves.
Mm. Just to, yeah, I mean, that was a really good story. That there's a lot of stuff in there, and I kind of want to summarize a little bit, because it, you know, it sounds like what you were really, you know, like you were real in that tough racing story there. You were just being raw and real, and people were just really responding to that. And you know, that's incredible. That, you know, realizing that being real is what is inspiring people.
Right.
And it sounds like that's really what you were saying with that. So, you know, I just want to, like, share with people on the call, like, just be real, be open, be yourself, and you have a lot to share. And I think that was a really great story, so thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and you're right. I mean, that really is what it's all about. I think that a lot of us, whether it's experiences from our childhood, or if we come from that corporate background that we're just so used to, oh, you got to keep the personal stuff private. You know, it's something that I think is drilled into us. But the truth is, you know, we like to do business with real people.
Yeah. Yeah, and
you know,
you're right,
and we like to do
the whole corporate thing.
Yeah.
You know, so many people are afraid to share.
Yeah, they are. They are. And I was too, you know, very much so. But the truth is, you know, we like to do business with real people, and we like to do business with people who are like us, who get us. So, you know, it's really important to use that as a way to connect. And also, when you know your story, it helps you understand your value a lot better, you know, and it helps you communicate your value a lot better.
Mm. Yeah, it helps you to be more clear on what you've gone through and how you can help your clients.
Exactly.
You're more clear on what your story is. Yeah. Yeah, I see that a lot. That's true. So you've shared a lot of great things with us today, and I especially loved hearing your story and how that changed things for you. And I know that we've got some people listening on the call today who are serious about finding their own story and really figuring out what that could be so that they can stand out and get more clients and, you know, ultimately make more money this year. So how can they take the next step towards getting some support from you?
Yeah, I'd love to help anyone on the call today who's ready to take that next step and really take action and discover what their story is. And I have 6 complimentary strategy sessions available to work with me within the next week. And during those sessions, we'll talk about what's stopping you from being more visible in your field and your biggest marketing challenges and how you can use your story to turn those challenges into opportunities. And we'll talk about the next step you can take to really unleash that story and share your brilliance with the world. So if you're ready to stand out in your field, you know, if you're serious about attracting the clients and opportunities you deserve and you really do want to supercharge your marketing from this point on, I invite you to email me. You can reach me at gail@thestorystylist.com, and that's G-A-Y-L-E. @thestorystylist.com, and it's all one word, to schedule one of those sessions with me.
Yeah, I'm just going to repeat how to spell that just so they can be clear because your voice is a little jumpy. So gail@thestorystylist.com, so G-A-Y-L-E @thestorystylist.com.
That's right.
And is there one last thing that you want to add to the call, or should we open the line up for questions?
Yeah, actually, I'd love to just kind of sum everything up that we covered today, if that's okay with you, Kim.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love that.
Yeah. So basically, you know, there's 7 steps really to kind of get you through this process. And the first step is to commit. You got to commit to telling your story, even if you don't know what it is. You got to make that commitment, because if you're not committed, your audience is going to sense that. And even if you're not being inauthentic, it's going to come off that way. So first you got to be committed. And then you've got to find that story. And you got to dig for it. And you have to figure out what is going to really resonate with people. And then you have to decide the story that you're going to tell. You know, what is your purpose for telling the story? Who is your audience? Why are you telling it to them? And then the fourth step is structuring the story to make it interesting to hear. You know, you've got to use those essential storytelling elements that I covered, with where you have characters and you build tension and you have conflict and you have resolution and you kind of create this scene that your audience can see in their mind. And you want to lead with your personality. You know, it's not just reciting a speech or reciting a story. You know, if there's something quirky about you, you know, add that in there. If there's something about, you know, the vocabulary that you use, lead with that personality. If you're really funny, you know, tell jokes, crack jokes. One of my clients has this incredible dry sense of humor. And it's just part of who she is. She's always like that, and so she uses that when she's sharing her story too. And the sixth step is to remember that you're telling this for your audience. You're not telling the story for your own amusement. It's really about the benefit of your audience. So make your audience the hero. And then finally, get out there and share it everywhere. You know, anywhere you have the opportunity to share your, what I called earlier, your signature story, or just using story in general in your marketing, do it. Just get out there. Share it. I say share it everywhere.
That's good. So I want to thank you for sharing with us today, Gail. That was really good stuff. And I'm sure that the people on the call got a lot out of that. I didn't ask you before if you wanted to open up for questions. So is that something that you want to do?
Yeah, I'd love to answer questions if people have questions.
Okay, because I know we have a little bit of time left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute everyone. So it might get a little noisy. So everyone's unmuted. So if anyone has any questions for Gail, just do a little shout out.
And hello. Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Jennifer Wells.
Hi, Jennifer.
And my question is that I sell health insurance, and I keep thinking, I've been thinking and thinking about how I tell my story. The main thing I like to tell people is I also sell Medicare insurance, and in order to do that, I have to take all these tests so that I volunteer to help people who have Medicare to understand what Medicare is all about. Now, is that the kind of story you're talking about?
Yeah, well, you can kind of go about it a couple of ways. So if you're trying to explain what Medicare is all about, I would say that perhaps maybe more of using a metaphor for that might work a little bit better, because it is kind of like this abstract concept. But if you're trying to get people to, you know, health insurance, we think it's kind of like this thing that we have to have, right?
Yes.
And so we know we have to have it. So how do you make that interesting?
I know that's my big thing. I mean, when I go there, clients seem to like me, but I still haven't been able to figure out a story that gets them to go one step further and buy it.
Right. And so really that would be something, you know, to explore. Do you have an example either from your life or maybe from a customer that you have or a previous customer that kind of shows, you know, what are the benefits of having something like this, and what are the problems of not having something like that?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, that does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have questions?
So it looks like that's it for questions today. So I want to just thank you, Gail, for coming on and sharing your great information with us. It was a really good call. And I just want to say goodbye to everybody and say this is the end of the call. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.